الرحمن الرحيم. قال الرجل منهم: اللهم كان لي أبوان شيخان كبيران، وكنت لا أخذك قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا، إلى آخره. We were reading this hadith where the three people of the people of times of before were going on a journey, and at night they took refuge in a cave, and a rock fell from the mountain and covered the mouth of the cave, and they could not come out. They realized, and they were righteous, pious people, that nothing can save them, but only that they make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and they present the amal which they had done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So they decided that each one should present his amal to Allah and beg Allah of his favors. So the first one then, the first one said, Allahumma kana li abawan shaykhan kabiran. I had my parents, and they were very old, my parents, my mother and father. And it was my habit, وَكُنْتُ لَا أَخْبِقُ قَبْلَهُمَا أَهْلًا وَلَا مَالًا. And I used to not give the food, the milk that I used to get, and I should not give it to anyone else in the house, neither my children, nor the slaves that were working for me, no one. First I should give my parents, I should feed them, before I fed anyone else. فَنَأَي بِطَلَبَ الشَّجَرِ يَوْمًا فَلَمْ أَرَحْ عَلَيْهِمَا حَتَّى نَامَا. Then one day, in order of my work, the pasture for my cows, for my animals, etc., I had to go very far, and therefore I got very much delayed in returning. And I came home at such a time when my parents, my old father and mother, had fallen asleep already, and I could not give them to drink their milk, their food. فَحَلَبْتُ لَهُمَا خَبُوقُهُمَا فَوَجَدْتُهُمَا نَائِمَيْنَ. And I had milked the animals and had the milk and wanted to feed them with it, but when I went to them, I found them fast asleep. And فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ أُوْقِذَهُمَا. And I did not like that I should wake them up. They were already fast asleep, and I did not want to wake them up. So he was facing a dilemma. One side he had to feed them, and on the other side they were fast asleep. And as we read in front, another third thing also, his children were crying at his feet. They were hungry. They did not drink. وَأَنْ أَخْبِقَ قَبْلُهُمَا أَهْلًا أَوْ مَعْلًا. And I did not want to feed anyone else, my children, nor my slaves or anyone, before I fed them. That is, it was my priority to look after them and give them first preference. فَلَبِثْتُ وَالْقَدْحُ عَلَىٰ يَدِي. And then I stood there waiting, and I held the glass of milk in my hand, their food, and practically the whole night he stood like this. انتظروا استيقاظهما حتى برق الفجر. And I waited till they wake up until the time of Fajr had come in already. The whole night I stood there with the glass in my hand, and والصبية يتضاقون عند قدمي. And my children were screaming and crying at my feet. They were hungry. They also wanted their food, and my parents did not have, and they were fast asleep. So he was in this very confusing situation. And he says, the whole night I stood like that. فَاسْتَيْقَظَا فَشَرِبَا غُبُوقَهُمَا. Then finally they woke up and they drank their milk which I had had on my hand and gave them to drink. And then he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala and says, اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتُ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَى وَجْهِكَ. Oh Allah, if I had done this solely for your pleasure. The amal itself was so big, that is to stay awake the whole night and standing all the whole night with the glass of milk in the hand, and then the children are crying at your feet also at the same time. So this was, the amal was also so great, but he, more than the amal, he's presenting his intention, and he's saying, oh Allah, if I did this solely for your pleasure, that if I had done it only for your pleasure, ففرج عنا ما نحن فيه من هذه الصخرة. Then, O Allah, take away this rock that is fallen here and let it move away so that we could come out. فانفرجت شيئا لا يستطيعون الخروج منه. Then that rock moved a little bit, but it was not enough for them to come out. In other words, that amal was accepted by Allah Ta'ala and the rock had moved, but yet it was not enough for them to come out. So the important thing is here, on the one side, if we check ourselves, the amal also is not there. And if the amal is there, then more than that, the intention must be correct. Whatever we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And His amal, His sacrifice so great that He's standing the whole night with the glass of milk waiting to feed His old parents, and His children are crying with hunger at His feet, but He wants to feed His parents first. And more than that, he did this solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person does for the pleasure of Allah, consequently Allah Ta'ala does everything for him also. In other words, he did not just do it for his parents, but he did it for a understanding it is for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we also have to check our niyats. Whatever good work we do, are we really doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or are we doing it for the circumstances at that time? May Allah give us tawfiq that we learn to make niyat, and for this a definite effort is required to correct our intention, just to understand the necessity, and then to work towards building one's intention. A definite effort is required. If we do that and we gain the sincerity of intention of doing everything of ours just for the pleasure of Allah, then we will get the results also accordingly in this world already, and finally in the Akhirat also. Another very important point also is that this happened in that remote place, far away from even the villages of those days, when there was nothing like any communication as we have got today. But till today, Allah has kept it preserved, and Allah has made it known to everyone. So what is done solely for Allah, Allah Ta'ala spreads that in the world. And what is done for other motives, at that time little bit there is some talk about it, but then it dies away forever. But what is done for Allah, Allah keeps it alive forever. So Allah give us tawfiq to do everything solely and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala.